Imagine this. You're back in the schoolyard. A big bully dominates the playground, pushing smaller kids around. At first, everyone avoids him. They're scared. They stay quiet. But over time, something changes. The smaller kids start to talk. They form groups. They back each other up. And suddenly, the bully isn't so powerful anymore. Because coalitions beat dominators. They always have. They always will.
You are listening to The Mammoth in the Room, a podcast dedicated to sharing science-backed leadership strategies for real-world success.
Welcome back to this week's episode of The Mammoth in the Room, where we explore leadership lessons that stand the test of time. I'm Nicholas Bocconi, CEO of Mammoth Leadership Sciences. And today we're wrapping up our special edition series, Primal Instincts, Hidden Forces Behind Global Power Games. In the last three episodes, we explored how dominance instincts drive trade wars, how fairness instincts wreck negotiations, and how status anxiety sabotages smart leadership. Today, we uncover the leadership superpower that nature actually favors, building alliances instead of chasing empires. Stick with me until the end, because I'll also give you a quick recap of everything we've covered over these four episodes. All right, let's dive in. In evolutionary history, cooperation wasn't a nice bonus. It was survival. Robert Axelrod's landmark study in the evolution of cooperation showed that across countless simulations, cooperation outcompeted aggression over time. Why? Because in small tribes, lone wolves were vulnerable. Cooperating groups could hunt bigger prey. Shared defense meant better survival rates. Empires built on dominance might rise fast, but they fell hard. Coalitions built on mutual benefit endured. And the leaders who could forge alliances inside and outside their groups emerged as the true power players. Let's bring this primal truth into two vivid real-world examples. First, let's talk about the Allied powers in World War II. Facing Nazi Germany's aggression, the Allies, Britain, the US, the Soviet Union, France, and others formed a coalition. They didn't always trust each other, they didn't always agree, but they aligned around a shared mission: defeat Hitler. Meanwhile, Hitler, driven by dominance instincts, alienated potential partners. He broke treaties, he betrayed allies, he stretched his empire too thin. The Allies won the war not by being individually stronger, but by working together. Their coalition endured. And after the war, institutions like NATO and the United Nations were built, not to dominate, but to stabilize. Second, let's shift from politics to business. The Starbucks and Spotify partnership. In the corporate world, smart companies understand that alliances multiply strength. Starbucks could have built its own music platform to engage customers. Instead, it partnered with Spotify. Spotify powered curated playlists inside Starbucks locations. Starbucks offered Spotify exposure to millions of coffee drinkers. Two brands, different industries, winning together. The result? Increased customer loyalty, new revenue streams, shared brand growth. Neither needed to dominate. They both gained by collaborating. Now, the temptation to dominate is strong. When you're successful, it's easy to think, we don't need anyone else. We can control the market. But history and biology show a different story. Dominators rise fast, but coalition builders last. So how can you lead through alliances? Here are three leadership strategies. First, look for complementary strengths. Don't just compete. Ask who has strengths we don't. Who can we partner with to grow faster together? Instead of trying to be everything to everyone, be excellent at what you do and ally with those who complement you. Great leaders build ecosystems, not empires. Second, negotiate shared wins. Alliances fail when one side feels used. Smart partnerships aren't about squeezing every drop of value from the other side. They're about creating new value together. When both parties see clear, sustainable benefits, the alliance endures. Ask in every negotiation, what does success look like for them, not just for us? If you can answer that honestly, you're building a real coalition. And third, stabilize your ecosystem. Think beyond individual deals. How can you create a network where trust, shared values, and mutual growth are the default? This could mean investing in long-term relationships, being transparent even when it's hard, helping your partners succeed because their success strengthens you. The best leaders build webs of cooperation that make everyone stronger. So let's summarize. Empires fall, alliances endure. Nature favors leaders who can connect, cooperate, create mutual benefit. So find complementary strengths, design win-win partnerships, and stabilize the ecosystem around you. Because true leadership isn't about standing above others, it's about standing with others and lifting everyone higher. All right. That's it for today and for our Primal Instinct Special Edition series. Let's quickly recap what we've covered over the past four episodes. In episode one, we explored dominance instincts and how unchecked power signaling leads to escalation and mutual loss. In episode two, we uncovered that fairness instinct, how humans, like even our closest relatives, the non-human primates, would rather suffer than accept perceived injustice. In episode 3, we tackled status anxiety, why fear of falling behind pushes even great leaders into reckless decisions. And today, in episode 4, we learned why alliances, not empires, are nature's favorite, and why coalition building is a real leadership superpower. All right, if you stay with me through this series, congratulations. You now understand the hidden primal forces that shape leadership today, and you have powerful tools to lead smarter, calmer, and better. Recognize ancient instincts, outthink emotional reactions, build alliances that endure. Because while instincts whisper old survival strategies, modern leaders know better. They know that lasting leadership comes not from fear, but from wisdom. If you found this series valuable, please subscribe, rate, and share it with others passionate about leadership. And if you want to go deeper, check out my book, The Mammoth in the Room. It's a practical guide on how great leaders and teams embrace evolutionary truths to drive outstanding business results across people, strategy, and implementation. Thank you so much for being part of this journey. Until next time, lead wisely, think critically, and don't let ancient instincts hijack your modern leadership. Nicholas Bocconi, The Mammoth in the Room.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy this content, don't forget to subscribe. I'll see you on the next episode of The Mammoth in the Room.